Okay, let's review Shkalim Daf Yud Dalet. That was today's Daf, was Daf Yud Dalet of Masechta Shkalim. So we continue to discuss the different Emunim, different people who are in charge of different things. So we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Medaktikim Tzadikim Kuchut HaSa'ara. We had two different possible Psukim where we learn it from. And one example of that was Rabbi Nechunya Chofer Boros, that he was Chofer Boros. He spent his whole life providing water for everybody, and yet somehow he suffered by having his son die in the water. The Gemara tells the story that a chassid echad, which may or may not have been Rabbi Nechunya, had his daughter get swallowed up by the river, and they thought that maybe she had drowned, but he was not mekabel nechama. And as it turns out, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair accurately predicted that there's no way that his daughter would drown in the river if he was so careful about this mitzvah. The Gemara discusses ben gavar al sha'arim, and that's a raya. That was a raya that Rav had against Rabbi Shila, that ben gavar means that when we say kros hagever, it means when the person would call out, not the rooster crows, because the ben gever, who is al sha'arim, was obviously a human being who would call out. It wasn't a rooster. The Gemara then discusses beis garmo on the lechem apanim, beis avtinas on the ketores. So Rabbi Akiva, each of these families were very careful to protect their secrets, not to let anybody know about how to make the lechem apanim. They tried to bring in replacements from Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim to make it instead of them, but those replacements could do part of the job but couldn't do the entire job. They didn't know how to be morid the pas of the lechem apanim. They didn't know how to be mala ashan by the ketores. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva, after hearing a story about how the special ingredients of the ketores were handed over to one of the chachamim as a way of protecting them to make sure it doesn't get into the wrong hands, so it was handed over to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Akiva said, you know what, we can't say anything bad about this family anymore. Then in the next Mishnah we spoke about how you have to have at least Shiva Amarkolin, seven people who are really in charge, three Gizbarin, and any Svara, Inos and Svara al Tzibur Pachas Mishayim, any Svara on the Tzibur, you need to have at least two people in charge for any Svara. And then what goes through, how they would take all the Hekdash materials, and they would have multiple seals on it, made by all the different layers of people in charge in the Beis HaMikdash, and before opening it, everyone would have to check that their seal wasn't tampered with. The Gemara happens to mention the source of Moshe Rabbeinu's wealth, it's Machlokas, whether it was from the Psolus of the Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy, or if it was Stam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided Avanim Tovos in his Ohel. And the Gemara says that there are two ways of looking at it, of how Klal Yisrael reacted to the wealth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk says, V'yibitu achrei Moshe ad bo ha'ohela, but one opinion says that they looked at it in a very negative way, very suspiciously. Look how wealthy Moshe is, look how fat he's getting. It must be that it's all from Yehuda'i, it's all from the Jewish people. And the other one said, no, what is a chus to see such a tzaddik and enjoying life in such a way that he's able to benefit in such a way? It's a great zechus to see this. Then the next Mishnah discusses the Mesachim and the Chosamos, and it tells us about the various tickets that they would give out in the Beis HaMikdash. When you would buy Nesachim, you wouldn't just buy the Nesachim directly. You would go to the guy who had the tickets for the Nesachim, and he would give you the ticket that would say which kind of Nesachim you needed. Then you would take that ticket, you would go to the person who actually had the Nesachim, and you'd get the Nesachim from him, and then they would make cheshbon at the end of the day to make sure that the same amount of tickets were given out as the amount of money that was received. The same amount of Nesachim was given out, rather, to correspond to the amount of money that was received. And what happens if the Chosam got lost during the day? So the Mishnah says, if it got lost, then during that day we would not replace it. We would tell the person you have to wait. And after we made an accounting that night, if we noticed that the taka was a discrepancy, and this person probably did lose his Chosam before he got his Nesachim, so then we would give him Nesachim the following day. And we don't have to worry about him finding the original one and trying to get Nesachim again, because every ticket had the exact date on it as well.